Okay, everybody says, shh. Okay, shalom. Okay, everybody say. Okay, the plan of action, Rez Hashem, is we have Chadlakas nearest packet today, tomorrow, Rez Hashem. And Wednesday, we should start Chazara. It could be Sunday, we'll do Halacha also. And then we'll have Chazara again Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then the Chazar B'Chsav is on Thursday, December 30th. Okay? So, hopefully there'll be ample time to do proper Chazara. Again, there's the Shabbos things, and the Halacha of Sunday, and the Inyan Diyoma. So between those three things, there should be what to do. Okay. The Indian of Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. So yesterday we discussed the Makoros, whether it's a Din Kavod, Din Oneg, Shalom Bayis, all these different things. What if one forgot to light the Knas of the Maril, right? Now, we're going to discuss, Be'ez Hashem, what is the significance of Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos in terms of Kabbalah Shabbos? Whereas if you light Neiros Shabbos, does that mean you're automatically Mekabel Shabbos? Or no? And what if a person, a woman, say, wants to light Neiros Shabbos and then she wants to drive to shul because they can have a Friday night thing in the shul, Friday night meal, and she lives, they live in suburbia, whatever, so it's a far walk, so they drive the cars from before, but she wants to light Neiros Shabbos, so, you know, all these different types of things, could she make a tanai that she will accept, she will not accept Shabbos with Hadlakas Neir? In other words, is there a connection between the Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos and Kabbalah Shabbos? That's the question. Is there a connection between Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos and Kabbalah Shabbos? That is the question. You hear the question? Is there a connection between Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos and Kabbalah Shabbos? Or are those two separate things? Now, I want to hear what you fellas say, you know, your gut reaction to this question. Again, is there a connection between Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos and Kabbalah Shabbos? Or are these two separate, disjoint things? What would you tell me the pashas, Yossi?
Usually we light and we go down mitzvah. So you would think that Shabbos hasn't started because we couldn't really
down mitzvah. Well, who's we light?
We
the...
My mother has...
Your mother lights.
Who has me in mind. And then afterwards I go down mitzvah even though somebody already did it on my behalf.
And your mother, does she go down mitzvah? So she's not going to daven mincha. She'll daven mincha before. So therefore you're saying that what?
That there's no direct
correlation. No correlation. Bert?
The woman lighting.
What?
Said
only for the person that's lighting. The person that's lighting. You want to make a distinction between the person lighting and someone else. Might have one block. You think they do go together?
The person is
like. Unless you make it tonight.
I don't see this far away that you should be connected. We do a lot of things to cover Shabbos. We, you know, put our Shabbos tablecloth down and fix up the house, and none of that makes Kabbalah Shabbos.
That's exactly what I wanted you to say. Lachara al pisvara, should be no connection. Right? In other words, just because you lit candles, why should that mean you mekabel Shabbos? You did it l'kovet Shabbos, just like you, as you said very well, just like you set the table l'kovet Shabbos. Is anyone going to say, when you set the table, then it's mekabel Shabbos? You put the challahs on the table, you mekabel Shabbos? It's also kovet Shabbos. Mita matzas, shulchan aruch, right? And no one's going to say that. So therefore, you're saying, al pi svara, in other words, this is before we look at any of the makaros. First, we're going into this with open minds. Fresh, open minds, right? Right? So, right, misvara, there should be no connection. Why should necessarily that you light the Neirot have anything to do with Kabbalat Shabbat? Right? Should be two disjoint things. You're lighting L'Kovet Shabbos, and then you Mekabel Shabbos whenever you Mekabel Shabbos, at first glance. Again, I'm not saying that this is going to be a conclusion at the end of the... But no, at first glance, the Svara HaChitzona.
So, lighting candles, I mean, there's a distinction between that and everything else. Because you're not going to say, oh, light candles at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, you're going to set the table. I mean, there's obviously a certain zman to light Halakhos candles. I mean, I don't think it's the same as Kabbalat Shabbos setting the table. You're not going to light candles at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, in other words, we learned yesterday that it did Bilvaz Shal Loyaktiv Loyachi. You can't light the candles too early. But you can set the table in the morning if you want. So you see from that Neir Shabbos has to be lit in a closer proximity to Shabbos than the other Hakanas of Shabbos. So maybe that shows there is more of a connection. It's not just like setting the table. Albert?
Right. I mean, Rabbi, I could say otherwise also. Like we just lit Hadlakat Hanukkah. That signifies that now Hanukkah just began. And now a woman should not just be praying from all types of melachot. The same idea over here.
Shabbat is now the beginning of Shabbat. We could somehow compare the Hanukkah to the same idea of lighting Shabbat. You light before Shabbat. Hanukkah you light on Hanukkah. Right, but besides that idea, besides the timing, I mean we're showing that now something's beginning for us. So you think the svara is that it should?
It could.
That the Neirot Shabbat is like Kabbalat Shabbat.
The Neirot Hanukkah.
But I don't see necessarily, because Neirot Hanukkah you light, doesn't bring in Hanukkah. Hanukkah brings in because it's here. Hanukkah's here.
But you're showing it is here. So the same idea. Showing
Shabbos is arriving, but the question is, as a result of lighting the candles, was that the Kabbalat Shabbat? Was that the Kabbalat Shabbat as a result of lighting the candles? That's the question. What does Kirsch say? Are you going to come out against Bert or for Bert? Bert.
Because,
when you set a table before Shabbos, so, it's still going to be there, 10 hours later, 20 hours later,
it's going to go across there. If you light the candles 20 hours before Shabbos, it'll probably go
out by 10 hours.
Well,
it depends how big the candles are.
So that's why they have to
say
that you have to light, and you have to stop
and
go to Shabbos.
Okay, yeah.
Yosef. Can you just say it depends on different modules? Some people accept it, some people don't, and there's a connection. It depends upon each person. No,
so you're saying there should be no direct connection.
Unless you want it
to be.
Because they say you can make a bracha before lighting and after lighting.
Yeah, we can have a whole packet on that also. Whether the bracha is supposed to be first, or is the bracha supposed to be... But I hear, in other words, so basically, but there's nothing intrinsic in the Hadlakas Ner. That's what you're saying. Because if you want it to be... Kabbalah Shabbos because that's what you have in intent, then it will be. So that means, L'chora, that there's nothing to do with the Neiris, because you can have intent even without the Neiris.
No, but some people have. They have Kabbalah Shabbos with the light of the candles, I'm being Kabbalah Shabbos.
Whereas if you have that mindset, so it's all totally on the mindset. It's not that the candles themselves are necessarily a Kabbalah.
Why can you say that Hadlachas Neir is a din in Teis for Shabbos? And just like, so that would be the Teis for Shabbos for women, but a man would not have to do it. So it would be a different din for a woman and a man. Because for women, that's the there.
Yeah, but that could be. But is it an automatic?
It depends what the derech is. For a woman, maybe it would be because that's the way that they're always called Mikabel Shabbos.
Right.
The Havik Ner Shel Shabbos.
And say a man lights Neiris Shabbos. Say there's no woman in Chas V'Sholom in the household, and a man does it. He also makes the bracha L'Havik Ner Shel Shabbos. Okay, we're gonna have a packet on that. Yeah. Wow. In other words, you're saying that since the Torah singles out Tavara, that is like the paradigm malacha. Even though... Wow. You're saying that the fact that you're lighting, you're symbolically showing that this is the last malacha I'm going to do. And that's why you say Motzai Shabbos, you light the candle to show that... Right, so he's saying a different pshat. He's saying an original pshat. He's Atlas is original now. Whereas he's saying the whole idea of, so this is totally different because yesterday we saw a different pshatim in Hadlakas Ner Shabbos. Is it because of Kovod, Oneg, Shalom Bayis? You're saying a totally different pshat, right? Isn't he saying a totally different shot? In other words, you're symbolically showing that this is the last malacha of the day. And Eish always represents the malacha, or Savar Eish B'chol Moshe Oseichem. So therefore, the last thing you're doing on Friday, you're lighting an Eish, you're showing, okay, this is it. And now Shabbos comes. And, wow. So therefore, according to your pshat, then what? Then lighting candles with what? Would be Shabbos in automatically, because that's the whole idea of the Neiris Shabbos to show that this is the last malacha. I mean, it's against everything we said yesterday because, right, of all the Rishonim and Poskim and everything, because they're all saying it's either Kavod or Oneg or Shalom Bayis. According to you, it's a symbolism of Kabbalah Shabbos, which is not necessarily Kavod Shabbos, it's not Oneg Shabbos, it's not Shalom Bayis. It's a fourth idea, which I don't know if anyone ever said. But it's that doesn't take away the beauty of your idea. Maybe even if no one said it, maybe someone should say it.
Maybe some shad in Reb Nosson, he says, Avara is a chalik,
yo. Oh, the what?
That this is like he's saying.
It's a chalik.
Yeah.
Oh. Because it has Hasidic heart. A chalik gets us, to divide it from the rest of the week. That's a holy pshat. Wow. You guys are being very original today. Oh. So the first source that discusses this is the Baal Halachas Gedolos, the Bahag. This is the new printing. We've had Bahags and packets before, right? So he has a discussion here in Hilchas Chanukah. It's interesting. He doesn't even say it in regular Hilchas Shabbos. Let me ask you a question, without looking. I mean, I'm sure you know what you do at home. So I mean, we all do this, but so it's not really fair, the question. But if I would ask you on Friday, should you light Neiris Chanukah first, or should you light Neiris Shabbos first? If I would ask you, does the Rebbetzin light? Well, I don't know if you like, but in the Einhorn household, are the Shabbos candles lit first or the Chanukah candles lit first? Chanukah candles are lit first. Why? Because once you light the Shabbos candles, then it's Shabbos. And Chanukah does not docha Shabbos in the Einhorn household. Oh. So that's the Shiloh. Which comes first? Shabbos candles or Chanukah candles? So we all know we'd light Chanukah candles first. Right, because if you'd light the Shabbos candles first, it's Shabbos, and therefore you can't light the Chanukah candles. But as David Pinchas says, the other side is to say that maybe the Shabbos candles should come first, because Tadir v'sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodir. Now, which is more Tadir, Shabbos or Chanukah? I think Shabbos is a little bit more Tadir, no? Just a little bit more, abyssal. So which comes first? So we know what we do, right? So we light Neiris Chanukah first. What's the source of that? So the source is this Bahag. Baal Halachos. Those. What's the Bahag saying? Says the Bahag, V'heched deboi edluke ner Chanukah v'der Shabbos. When you have to light ner Chanukah and ner Shabbos, B'reisha madlik de Chanukah, V'hoder madlik de Shabbata. That first you should light Chanukah and then Shabbos. Why? The adlik the Shabbos b'reisha, because if you light Shabbos candles first, it's a leila adluki de Chanukah. Then it's going to be also for you to light the Chanukah, mishum de kabla le Shabbos alei, because you're mekabel Shabbos. So therefore, the halacha is you have to light Neiris Chanukah first, and then Neiris Shabbos. You have to write Neiris Chanukah first, Neiris Shabbos. So what do you see from the Bahag in terms of the significance of Neiris Shabbos? That Neiris Shabbos is what? Is a Kabbalah Shabbos. So that's the source. If someone would ask you, where does it say that lighting candles on Friday is Kabbalah Shabbos? So you would tell them what? It's a Bahag. Baal Halachas Gedolos. He's the one who says it. That you have to light Chanukah first, because Hadlakas Neiris Shabbos is Kabbalah Shabbos. Good? Now, why is that? How would you explain the Bahag? Why is that? Is it pshat like Atlas says? Because that's what Neiris Shabbos is all about. It's symbolically the last malach on the day. That was the takana. That Hadlakas Neir should be a Kabbalah Shabbos. But the other way to say it is what? That the minhag was to Mekabel Shabbos with the Hadlaka. But would the Bahag agree? Maybe, what would the Bahag say if you had Kavana, if you lit that you had Kavana not to accept Shabbos with the lighting? Right, well, would the Bahag, do you think the Bahag would go for that or no? Or the Bahag would say that, what would you think the Bahag would say about it tonight? As Harav Lamsbach was saying, Rav Meir here, the Gadol, is saying that if a Tanai would be allowed, then we should make a Tanai, right? And light Shabbos candles first, because Shabbos is Todiv Sheinu Todiv Todiv Kodim. What do you say to that? So al korcha what? Tanai doesn't help. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
And how do you want to explain why not?
We already, I mean, there's like a few chapters you can say like.
Well, which one do you like?
Which one do I like?
Don't worry, Atlas won't be insulted if you don't go with his chat. Right?
It's exceptions to Shabbos.
Is it it's an automatic thing? Schrechter? It's what? The siren? What did you say?
The sign.
The sign. Sorry, I thought you said siren. Yeah. Do they have one in Riverdale?
Here.
Here's from Brooklyn. In the five towns they have it? No. Sirens. So I'm talking about sirens for. No. Joseph, you don't think they have it in the five towns? That doesn't fit in. Yeah. How are you reading?
That once you do that, it's you're being mekabel Shabbos. It's not like I'm lighting this and I'm mekabel in my mind that with this.
It's not your mindset. It's
with this action.
So how do you explain why is that the way Chazal? Well, that was part of the. That was assuming that Kabbalah that Neir Shabbos is a din derabbanan. So was that included in the takana derabbanan? Because Lachara, at first glance, I agree with Kevin, that the two things Lachara could be separate. Like Yossi said also, the two things could be separate. Right? In other words, logically, you didn't have to say that lighting the candles is Kabbalah Shabbos. Right? You didn't have to say that. But it could be that the Chachamim, that's how they were stuck in it. That you light candles and that's going
to
be the Kabbalah Shabbos. Who made that? Who made that's part of the Rabbanan made it. In other words, that was part of the Takana, that they didn't want to divide the two. They wanted that the
I'm saying of course the Baha'i, they're not even spending money on these candles. That's who all shops can also.
Okay, right here. And therefore, would the Bahag hold that Tanai helps or no? What would the Bahag say about it Tanai? Tanai would not help. Bal Korcha. Okay, right here. Okay, we'll see. Okay, but this is the Shitas of Bahag, that Hadlokas Neir Shabbos is Kabbalah Shabbos. comes the Ramban.
Shabbos, though, Shabbos doesn't only start. Is the Bahan disputing the fact that if you didn't like dinner, Shabbos would still start?
You know, everyone agrees that once Shkia comes, Shabbos, you know, Shabbos starts. You can't say, oh, I don't have to keep Shabbos, I just won't be a Kabbalah. Right? So once it's Shkia, then it's Shabbos, whether you agree to Shabbos or you don't agree to Shabbos, it's going to be Shabbos. Yeah. What? No. It's not an issue because we know that the sheet that we said yesterday, the sheet as Harambam, is there's no such thing as Tosefer Shabbos, and yet he still says there's a din of Hadlakas Ne'er Shabbos. So let's look at the Ramban. Ramban was a pretty good rabbi, right? One of the best rabbis. In the third column. Fadam Rina Nechanik of Ne'er Beso, Ne'er Beso Adif. Mashmer li da'af lahadlik amrinin magdimin ner beisu l'ner chanukah. There was, we know the Gemara says if you only have money for one, for ner Shabbos or ner chanukah, you should rather spend the money on ner Shabbos and not on ner chanukah with sholem bayis. Okay, so Shabbos comes, takes preference, right? But that's if you can do one, you can only do one, so do Shabbos and not chanukah. But what if you can do both? Which order should you do it in? So we already said, we saw the Bahag, that Hanukkah comes first. Says the Ramban, no. Mashmali da'af lahadlik amrina magdimu ner beisu l'ner Hanukkah. Shekol atodiru ha-meshubach mechaveiro kodim l'chaveiro. David Pinkus, you're mechavim. Ramban Shita is not true that ner Shabbos comes before ner Hanukkah, because todir v'sheino todir kodim. And we'll see. Obviously, he's holding that Hadlakas, like Kevin and Yossi said, that Hadlakas Ner Shabbos is not Kabbalah Shabbos. Right? Once you assume like that it's not Kabbalah Shabbos, which I think is the more logical way to go. Right? Because Mehechi Tesi, that Hadlakas Ner Shabbos is Kabbalah Shabbos. Right? Well, why should one necessarily... Like, we're always trained that way. We got to stop the way you train. You were trained a certain way. Right? Make it tasty. You do it on Friday, you'll cover Shabbos. Why should that be Kabbalah Shabbos? Right? Why should that be Kabbalah Shabbos? Right? So therefore, since it's not Kabbalah Shabbos, the Ramban is going to understand. It's not Kabbalah Shabbos. So if it's not Kabbalah Shabbos, then what? Then the halacha should be the light Shabbos candles first, then Hanukkah. Because Tadir Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodim.
Didn't we say yesterday that it has an aspect of both Oneg and Kabbalah Shabbos?
Right.
In order to be Oneg Shabbos, it has to be the Kabbalah Shabbos.
No, Oneg means that you're doing it, that on Shabbos you should have Oneg from it.
That's what Kabbalah
means. Then the Kovet means you're doing something, you're preparing for Shabbos. You're doing something with Kovet Shabbos. Oneg is the fact that you're going to get hanah from it on Shabbos.
So when you
but that doesn't mean that the second you lit, that you mekabel Shabbos necessarily. Well, so then the Ramban says, "Aval reisi labal halacha zal." He also had a copy of the Bahag. He probably didn't have the good copy that we have. We have probably a better copy than Ramban had, no? Re'isi l'bal halacha zal sh'omar v'hechi d'kaboy l'adluki n'chanukah v'ner Shabbos b'reisha ma'adlik d'chanukah v'hadam ma'akim shal Shabbos d'yadlik d'Shabbos b'reisha yitzel l'adluki b'shur kibbol Shabbos halei. Says the Ramban, the kamarochok zehatam. In other words, he says the Bahag is far-fetched. I think that's the best way of translating it. Kamarochog zehatam. What the Bahag said, that that's a Kabbalah Shabbos, is rochog, is far-fetched. Heis, do you want to take sides on this? Ramban and the Bahag? You're not going to get involved.
I know what, when the
Who says? Yeah? I should trust you on this one? Im Omru b'Yom HaKippurim kein, she'omer zman, see, on Yom Kippur, when you say Shechiyonu, the Gemara says, you mekabel Yom Kippur. Yishim she'mosifim michol ala kodesh, v'ochlin u'poskim mibod yom. V'yochol u'lhafsik u'lekabel alav shal yochol mibod yom. Kevin she'omer zman, hare kiblo me'ata. Ava halakas ne'er Shabbos, im liku mibod yom, ma kibol Shabbos yesh b'kach. What is the reason why you're lighting Neir Shabbos? Is so this way you'll have the candle, and you don't want to light at the last minutes, because so you don't want to be Torah the last minute, so you light a little before. He lit Neir Zat LeShabbos Lo Yadlik Neir Acheres VaAdrabah Lo Mipnei Shu Shabbos Umadlik El Mipnei Shadayin Eina Shabbos Madlik. In other words, fakir, lighting their Shabbos, Ramban says, is not Kabbalah Shabbos. It's just the opposite from Kabbalah Shabbos. The point is, I'm lighting now because it's not Shabbos. Not that I'm making it Shabbos. I'm lighting because it's not Shabbos yet. So the Ramban doesn't go for this business. To tell you the truth, I mean, I know we're all brought up like the Bahag, right? Even in Teaneck also, you're brought up like the Bahag. But logically, I would say like the Ramban, right? Because he tastes that it should be Kabbalah Shabbos. We're just brainwashed, right? We're all brainwashed that you're lighting the candle, it's Kabbalah Shabbos. Why should it be Kabbalah Shabbos? Even if you say the Bracha, so... In other words, the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos is a mitzvah to do on Friday, Lakovat Shabbos, etc. But that's just because you say the word Shabbos, that means to become Shabbos? Right, so this is the Ner that will be Shal Shabbos when Shabbos comes. Shal Shabbos, when Shabbos comes, it'll be Shal Shabbos. In a half an hour from now, it'll be Shal Shabbos. This is the Nair that will be Shal Shabbos. So I'm not so happy with the Bahag, to tell you the truth. I'm just confiding you. I'm with the Ramban on this one. Bert?
Then why would we have to make a bracha? Why don't we make a bracha when we food?
Yeah, so Bert is asking Sam a question. Morena Bert is asking, so how come when we cook food, we don't make a... How come, you hear what Morena Bird is asking? How come when we cook food, the Kavod Shabbos, we don't make a bracha? How come when we sweep the floor, we don't make a bracha? So what's the answer to that? There's a very good, simple answer, yeah?
Wasn't it the
Rabbanan? Rabbanan never said you have to cook food. You have to have the food. If you happen to have food, you don't have to cook it. Here, there was a takana that you have to light. Then somebody showed him hold that even if the ore was there, you have to blow it out and light L'Kovet Shabbos. So there, they made a takana to do a particular maisa. Whereas there's no halacha that you have to cook for Shabbos. If you have, say, you have food there. So it's there. But by Ner Shabbos, according to some Rishonim, even if it was dull look already, you have to burn it, blow it out, and madlik nochemol. Ellie?
On Shabbos Chanukah, right?
Yeah. What, Ner Chanukah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so therefore...
Let's say you go to light Ner Chanukah and then you light the Ner Shabbos and then Ner Chanukah goes out. It's still the Zman of Chanukah hasn't taken place.
are you assuming that Hadlakas Ner Shabbos is Kabbalah Shabbos or is not Kabbalah Shabbos?
No, it's not.
So if it's not, you're saying that you still...
Do you realize, the din of Ner Chanukah is that you don't relight it regardless of when you lit, like in the case of Erev Shabbos? Like if you lit Erev Shabbos before the...
So that's a discussion. I have a whole packet on that. I wrote for the Beis Yitzchak last year. Not this one, right? On this very topic. So that deserves a 20-page packet, which we had in the one Thanksgiving in the, right? Kigon Hills a couple of years ago. Right? Is that one? Oh, mom was there. No fingers. Yeah, nice.
According to Ramban, when during the summer when you make early Shabbos, if you light Hanukkah candles, if you light Shabbos candles 2 hours before Shabbos, technically you can still go ahead and do melacha.
Right.
That's right.
The Ramban is saying that there's no Kabbalah Shabbos, but Hadlakas Ner Shabbos. Now, in other words, so we have here a machlokas between the Bahag and the Ramban. Right? The Bahag says it's Kabbalah Shabbos. The Ramban says it's not, and therefore the Bahag says you have to light Ner Chanukah first. And the Ramban says nothing doing. You light Ner Shabbos first. I'm telling you, I would have voted like the. I mean, Minhag Yisrael is the, like this Bahag, but I'm still. I don't know. What do you say? Oh, so that's what we're going to see now. He's going to quote a Gemara. For the first time, we're going to have a Gemara to see, you know, what the story is. So let's take a look at the Gemara. The Ramban's going to quote the Gemara, but I think we luckily have it right here in the packet. Somehow, it ended up in the packet. On page 3. Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Tana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael. Tana de Bei Yishmael says, Sheish Tkios Tokim Erev Shabbos. They used to blow the shofar 6 times on Erev Shabbos. What was the significance of blowing the shofar 6 times? Hischil is Koa Tkia Rishona. When they blew the first Tkia, Nimnu Ha'um de Mesodem Miladur Milacharosh Mlasis Kol Melocha Shebesodos. So the first blowing of the shofar was to tell the people in the fields so they need more time to get home. So they should already stop working. So when they blew the Tkir Rishona, Nimnu'u ha'omdim basada, the people who were in the fields, mila'ador or mila'achosh, to do all types of field working. You know, plowing and sowing and this. Lassos kol melach shebasadas. Ve'ina krovim rishonim l'konis ve'chavor v'chogim v'chasu kolom ke'echad. Vadai chanuyas psuchos, utresim munachas munachim. In other words, but still the stores in the city were still open. Because the first tekiah was to tell the people in the fields to, you know, to stop work and come in. Hiskil is koat tekiah shnia, but when the second tekiah came, then the stalku hatresim, they would put away the, you know, the stuff that they would keep outside the stores. They would have their little, you know, display things outside the stores. They would bring them in, and they would lock the store. However, but still, the Kederis were still on the fire. Hiskil is called Kiyashlishis Silek Hamasalek Vihidmin Hamatmin. So whatever they needed to take from the fire they took, and whatever they needed to put up and, you know, warm up Hatmana to insulate it, they insulated. Vihidlik hamadlik, and then the people lit the candles. With Shoaki, they'd slee as dog cotton, and then they would wait the amount of time it takes to roast a fish, or to put a raw dough in the oven. Vitokeya, umaria, vitokeya. And then they would blow shofar tkia, trua tkia. So three more blows. Vishoves. And that would be it. So those were the six tkias. So the first was a warning for the people in the fields. The second was a warning for the storekeepers. The third was to get your last minute things, kitchen things. Like put the food that you need on the blech, take the food off, light the candle for Shabbos. And then there were three more, tkia, trua, tkia, and then the Shabbos began. So what do you see from this Gemara, Lagabe Hadlokas Ner? What? Why? Because they blew the shofar afterwards. Well, they have to blow the shofar tkia, trua, tkia. Yeah. Say it again.
The first two, we have to do something wet, and then the third one in the next week. That's the third one, it's two times.
Right, what's the other three? So you wanna you wanna prove from here what?
From here that it doesn't touch out.
Because if it would, just the lighting of the candles would just begin Shabbos. You mean by the fact that there's three more showing that still there's a reprieve. Still time. And then when they blew the last three, that's the final buzzer. That's the final buzzer. Rav Kopel? So you're saying this is a riot to the Ramban? He's saying that maybe in Echanami, in the time of the Gemara, Neiris was not the last thing, because they still had the shofar, but today we don't have the shofar, maybe the Neiris are in place of the shofar. But he's saying maybe there's no raya from this Gemara necessarily that the Neiris against the Bahag, because maybe that was talking about when they blew shofar. When they don't blow shofar, maybe it's different. Albert? Right. So you see that they were, because they would roast the dog, and they put the. So Albert says, don't you see from the Gemara that after the hadlaka, they still what? They roasted the fish and they put the dough in the tanur. So that's exactly the Ramban's riot. So let's see the Ramban. What does the Ramban say? Ramban, you, page 2, column 4. The last word on the line is Hare. So, oh, Hare, Omri Bashili Pirkin, Shlishis Lahadlika Saneer. That on the third tkiah they would light the candles. Hidli kamadlik v'shoek and they litzlos da kachan lehadbik pas betoner. Alma bosa hadlakas aner muto litzlos dagim lehadbik pas betoner. Whereas, if you're saying that it just means the amount of time, So why would they give the amount of time? The reason why they give, it's true, it's the amount of time, but the reason why they give the amount of time is so you should be able to do that. If you need last minute to, in other words, this will be the reminder, if last minute you still didn't make the fish or the bread, you'll still have an opportunity. So that's why they say that don't light, that you light the candles.
What's the point of
lighting candles? Light the candles for Kavod Shabbos. But that's not going to be the final end all. And we want you to, at this point, to wait the amount of time to be told a dag. Why? Just stam? No, because we want to give you the time just in case you forgot to be tzola. So now you'll have one last chance to make challah and to be tzola. So you see from here, that's how the way the Ramban learned, that they would do this malachas. They have the hadlakas there. Alma basar hadlakas there. Mutul etzlos dagiv lalu pas betonu. The kulav adem madlikul is madlikul hinshu hadlakas. Was the chachi man the adlik gufei madlik pas betonu v'tzola da'akadun. We'll have to keep a shrice at the hadlakas. And then he says, you're right, Harabinfeld. That the fact that the last thing is not hadlaka, so you see that kol ki agavna lav kabbalah hi v'sharia, that neiros Shabbos is not kabbalah Shabbos. So you have here a fundamental machlokas between who? The Bahag and Ramban. What is Harav Tzvi Selengut, the Gadol Hador from Tinek?
Why is it putting the Madagunot? It seems you're getting the last stuff you need done, you know, the very last things, and then lighting, and then you're just waiting that amount of time. Because it seems the Hidlik HaMadlik is ending off the Malacha, the last ending things you need to do before Shabbos, the last preparations.
So you want to say against the Ramban?
Yeah, I mean...
Well, Hidlik HaMadlik, then you wait today's Litzlos Dog Cotton.
Until they blow. It doesn't mean that you're doing Malacha, you're just waiting then until they blow those last two officials.
But then say like what Rabinefeld said, then why do you... Well, why do you wait? Why don't they say? Hidlik HaMadlik, now Shovis. Hidlik HaMadlik, and then we have Shoheh, and then Tokiyah Miriam Ria, and then Shovis. It should say Hidlik HaMadlik V'Shovis. If at the time of Hadlok was near Shabbos, it was what? Kabbalah Shabbos. It should say Hidlik HaMadlik V'Shovis. But it doesn't say that. It says Hidlik HaMadlik, and then Shoheh Kedei Litzlos God Cotton. And then the Shoveis. So it's much more, there was a lot going on between Hadlakas Ner and the Shoveis, right?
Who says the Hadlakas Ner is talking about Ner Shabbos?
And which Hadlakas would you say it's talking about?
You have to light a fire that you need for the place, the hot water.
Yeah, because that would be part of
it. You have to wait for it to heat up
because that would be one of the final things you need to do. That would be one of the final things.
But that is Ner Shabbos. Having light in your house,
that's it, that's the main line.
That is Ner Shabbos.
Maybe it's not talking about Ner Shabbos.
Maybe it's talking about lighting the kettle.
Yeah.
You have to wait for it to heat up.
Because that's one of the last things you need to do. That's what makes sense.
Uh-huh. I hear. Love Pincus. Okay, I mean, Eli Cole is saying, who says that Hidlik HaMadlik is talking about Ner Shabbos? Maybe he's just talking about lighting the fire in the, you know, in the, what do you call the fireplace to heat up the home, maybe. Who says it's talking about the Ner Shabbos of... Right, Ramban thought so. But Eli Cole thinks not. No, but in other words, Eli Cole maybe is trying to give to help the Bahag out. I mean, the Bahag was no chopped liver either. Are you saying this Bahag was chopped liver? No.
I left out the other.
I'm saying, yeah, where does the Gemara talk about 10 streams that we're just going based on Svaras?
what is Kabbalah Shabbos?
You mean the Gemara doesn't say? We're trying to figure it out. You see, without this, well, this whole discussion, well, you would say whenever you mekabel Shabbos, that's Kabbalah Shabbos.
Mekabel Shabbos means I'm being mekabel Shabbos. Why should?
What, verbally or mentally or?
Baruch just like the end of Shabbos.
Baruch Hu. Yeah, but those were later things.
Why should it not be different than the end of Shabbos?
Meaning what? You end Shabbos verbally? How do you do that? That's what end Shabbos? So one second. Oh, so here we have this machlokas, the Bahag and the Ramban. One second. Right, when Shabbos definitely starts, when Shkia comes, or whenever, you know, the Zman of...
What in that Maisa of Avon's Neiros signifies Machpel Shabbos?
You mean if you hold, like, the Bahag? You want to understand? In other words, so the Ramban says, Enochanami, nothing.
So I'm saying, what is
the Bahag? So in other words, you're questioning the Bahag. In other words...
He doesn't say why that is.
Why it is, right. So that's the stage we're up to right now. Granted, we have a machlokas, the Ramban and the Bahag. As I said many times, the Chora, the Pasha should be like the Ramban. The Pasha should be like the Ramban. Just because you lit, why is that a Kabbalah Shabbos? That's a separate mitzvah that you have to do. Why is that Kabbalah Shabbos? So the Bahag says it's Kabbalah Shabbos. So the question is why? So take a look at page 4 in the Ran, on Yud Amud Aleph. Do you need an action for Kabbalah Shabbos? Right. In other words, especially if you hold like the Rambam that there's no such thing as Tosefah Shabbos, so then there's no such thing as Kabbalah Shabbos. What? Yeah. Well, but according to Rambam, there's no such thing as Tosefah Shabbos. There's no mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay, Albert. Which Rashi? Yeah, where is that? That's on page 3. Yeah. Well, big pasuk of Adayin Yeshehus Kedei Sheyikrimu Paneha. In other words, you're putting the dough in the oven, and there's still enough time that it should crust. Yikrum panem means a crust should form. Shayu mare matkias kedel hosif michol ala kodesh. No, the simple way, like you said before, like after you lit, then that's when you put the bread in. Yeah, but then he doesn't have to tell you there's enough time to make the crust. Of course, you did it 5 hours before. Of course there's enough time. He must be talking about that you did it afterwards, and there's still, you have to wait till you blow the three last keys. And that's how Rashi's saying that the three last keys is the Yishmikabel Tosefah Shabbos. Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, unless Eli Kol is right that this hadlok is not Ner Shabbos, but if you don't, but if you assume it is, Lachor the Ramban is right. It's not Masha from the Gemara that. Then it would have said Madlik Veshoves. It doesn't say Madlik Veshoves, it says Madlik, and then Shoheh, da da da. Then Tokemari Vedukeya, then Veshoves. So it's clearly Veshoves is much later. I mean, the much later could be 10 minutes, but I'm just saying that, you know, it's not at the Adlakas Neiris. Right, okay. Yeah. Yeah. According to Ramban,
yeah.
It was a separate takara to Mechabed Shabbos, to Oneg Shabbos, to Sholem Bayis, all these things. Who says the Adafkin Shabbos candles have anything to do with Kabbalah Shabbos? Where do you get that from?
I'm saying, why do they say you need to have candles?
You need to make either because it's Kavod Shabbos or for Oneg Shabbos or for Sholem Bayis, Chachamim instituted to light candles. Okay, so take a look at the Ran. So he says like this. Midamrin, look on page 4. Midamrin, and nechanek of neir beiso adiv mishum shalom bayis beiso kosev Ramban zal mashmuli daft lahaktim. Right, he's quoting the Ramban that we just saw that even lahaktim is mutter to be maktim neir Shabbos to neir Chanukah is the proper way. Daft lahaktim makdimim neir beiso l'shal Chanukah shchol atodir v'mishubach mechaveiro kodem lechaveiro. Avarisi the Balalochas. So then he quotes the Balalochas. That's not the way. Yeah. What? Where are you reading? Near Beisul Shachol Atodim Mshubach Mechaveru Kodim Mechaveru. Yeah. Why does he add the word Mshubach? Because here, Ner Shabbos, first of all, it's Tadir, and it's Meshubach, because it's Shalom Bayis. No, it's just he's making, he's just adding on as much defense, you know, as he can. Of Reisi the Baal Halachazal, Shalom Mevechad the Kabayad Luki Ner Chanukah Vin Shabbos Bereisha, Madlik the Chanukah Vadim Magnish on Shabbos. The other Shabbos Bereisha, it's a Leila, look at the Chanukah Meshum. The Kabbalah on the Shabbos Alei. The Kabbalah who Dochuk Zehatam. He says it's very Dochuk what the Balalach is saying. Imam of Yom Kippurim, King Shomer Zman, Mishim Shemosim Chol Kodesh, Ochol and Poskim Bod Yom, Yochol Vahafsik, Vilkama Malav Shol Yochol Mi Bod Yom, King Shomer Zman, and Kibbul Meyatam. Allah is there Shabbos, Vilikum Ba Kibbul Shabbos Yeshbekach, Ari Kadesh Lo Yotorot Meher, if who was the king. So what is he saying? That it doesn't make sense that Hadlakas Ner should have via Kabbalah Shabbos. Can't hidlik Ner zebe erev Shabbos lo yadlik Ner acheres adron balomi bnei shesu Shabbos madlik el mishadam ein Shabbos. He gomer Hadlaka kona shvisa. Omer omer b'shul pirkin shlishes l'hadlik es aneres hidlik amadlik v'shok kede lisa l'sogad d'kotun o kede l'adbi pas b'toner alma basa Hadlakas Ner mutu l'l slos dogim. Right, that's what the Ramban says. Lahad big pas matana. Tikulu vada medikim. Zman tikulu inchi he lahad locha. Masu hachi man da adli gufe man big pas matana. So let the cotton have it to give a stress in the locha. Shmami no the chol hayagav the lav kabbalhi for shari elu dvar vzal. That's what the Ramban says. So again, so far, he just quoted the Bahag and he quoted the Ramban. Now he's going to take sides. Till now, the Ran didn't take sides. Now he's going to take sides. Who do you think he's going to side with? Huh? The Bahag. The Ran is going to side with the Bahag. He says, four lines from the bottom. First word on the line is Ve'enon. Ve'enon nearly. In other words, just like you can be mosif on Yom Kippur, you can be mosif on Shabbos. The shame she is tosef is Yom Kippur, and kach yesh tosef is the Shabbos. Kedamin peg bas the yuma kol makom shenam shavus mosif mechol al kodesh. My the kol mashalom mahan no b'nei Shabbos umadlig al b'nei shadai neiru. Of course it's true that you're lining before Shabbos. We see all over. Now this is the key thing. Sheminog, next page. Minog chachamim, hayesh ha-malach ha-achronish yozim ha-shabbos ha-yisad lochas ha-ner. And it was always the minog, the Ran says, that the last malacha, sort of like Atlas saying, that the last malacha that was done, it was always the minog, that the last malacha done is what? Hadlakas ner. Shafil tefillin, shanachas a mitzvah, have a chotzim kodim shaliko as a ner. The Bethany of Embrace of Sof Perkin. Vav tkiyas ver shabba, shlishis lachas ner, dirin nosin, hudo mer shlishis lachas la tefillin, ver shashu revis, tladlikas a ner. Whereas they would take off the tefillin right before hadlakas ner. Because the Hadlakas Ner was the last thing. Hey, Master, we'll probably get tired to come back to the Hassan. But I mean, Hassan, Masamach, Shnei, Lahadlik, Hassaner, Kavan, the Lokram, Nassan, the Lokram, Yehuda, Hadassi, Yom, Tchila, Yochotzen, Tfuhim, Chakin, Madlik, Hassaner. So now look at the arrow here on the right side. There are two arrows there, the top one. So nid the Torah tosef is al melacha shel chol. Hadlakas haner melacha shel kodeshi. Tzach Shabbos tchila shvisi. Lafiach tichnu chachamim shetehei melacha achrona. Because he uses the lashon tiknu chachamim, shetei malacha achrona. The Ran is seemingly saying that part of the takana, in other words, he's defending the Bahag. That part of the takana of hadlakas ner Shabbos is that should be the Kabbalah Shabbos. That was the takana. In other words, it didn't have to be that way, but he's saying, but that's the way they did it. He says tiknu chachamim. So he gives a svar here. Since it's a melacha l'tzorach Shabbos, it's just a melacha l'tzorach Shabbos. So they made that should be the last. In other words, they want the last thing you should do is on the weekday is something l'tzorach Shabbos. This way, it's nicker that it's as they point out l'tzorach Shabbos. So that's what the Ran says. That was the takana. That's pshat in the Bahag. That was part of the takana. In other words, there was the takana like we yesterday. That it should be because of Oneg, and it should be because of Kavod and Shalom Bayis. But part of the takana is it should also serve as Kabbalah Shabbos. That was part of the takana. That's how the Ran is explaining the Bahag. Well, oh, what about the Rayas? Zalmi wants to know about the Rayas. So he answers up the Rayas too, for the same price. One second. So look at the second arrow. If it came in the Chol Hani, Shmaitz and Mukhi, Shacham, Tiknu, Shatayad, Lokas, Haner, Meloch, Achrona, that was only always the last melacha. Far who've gomer b'daito shalacha melacha zu lo yasa shum melacha ker. So in the chakibul shabbos kolam yizeh. What about the brisa of shlishis hidlik hamadlik shok de this goes lav rahi klal the hayv show a lav hamadlik koi ela tokei koi velki katani hidlik litzkoat ki shlishis sidlik hamsalik hidmin hamatmin vhidlik hamadlik. In other words, it doesn't mean that the person who lit the candles is then going to fry a fish. It means that the guy who blew shofar, how long does he wait between shofar blowing number 3 and shofar blowing number 4? That's the amount that he waits. Because you want everyone to be done with their malachas. With their hachanas. They didn't give a particular shear between the first key and the second key, but between the third and the fourth, about key shlishis shritach the somach lachashecha. They had locha sanesh also like dim of adrama himucha labasa had locha loavin malacha klal. Katani had locha basa had mana kumosha kasafti lamala. Came to the rabbanu tikkun shetay had locha malacha achrona vadem mishim adli by Shabbos for gomer bedaito shaloyase malacha lachar mikan. It was chacham made a takana that malacha Shabbos should be the last malacha. Sort of like what Atlas was saying. Not so remote from Atlas. There's one guy blowing shofar for the whole community. Madlik means in your home. Everybody was Madlik, their own Shabbos candles. If you are. Yeah, but in other words, after the third kia, they were madlik, and the Ran says, and that was it. Now, they were madlik, and they did the hatman, or whatever last minute things they did. And the last thing they would do, there was, between the third and the fourth, they got some leeway to finish off all the last-minute things. So what are the last-minute things? To do hatmana and all these last-minute things. And then, the final last thing a person did was the hadlakas ner. And then after hadlakas ner, they blew the fourth tekiah, which was, and tekiah true tekiah, and that was it. But you see that's the last malacha that was done, was hidlik hamadlik. The shiur tzola is no one was being tzola dag, it's the amount of time that the Baal Tokeya would wait between the third tekiah and the fourth tekiah. Not like the Ramban learned that he actually would matir the tzliya after the hadlakas ner. Hadlakas ner is Kabbalah Shabbos, like the Bahag says. No, but they have last minute things to do by their kitchens. To do hadmana, to do this, to make sure the blech. They're only going to be madlik once they are ready themselves. Yeah. Okay.
A little fishy.
A little fishy?
Like, why would the Gemara try to, like, use a lotion of, like, these minuscule malachos that you didn't know? Like, it doesn't sound like so
what? What pshat do you... What?
Like, I would think that you're actually doing malachos.
That you're what, Sola? Yeah. I don't know. What's the lashon? The lashon is.
It's telling you in categories from the biggest the
Okay, maybe. I hear what you're saying. Okay, if yours are Rua. On page 16, says what's along my Rav of Shimshon. Page what? What did I say? 16? 6. Yeah. Page 6. That's 16. That's a lot of my Rav of Shimshon. Rav Shimshon Pinkett, no. Rav of Shimshon. Shemiachah she yushol in kidei litzlos da kod in kidei ladbik pas betonu. Shemam nash ocher ad loka yud solim ad bikin pas betonu. Like the Ramban, not like Eli Cole. That they actually did the malacha. Shemam nash ad loka zner lo hav ye Kabbalah Shabbos. That it's not Kabbalah Shabbos. Ad she yispal al kibuchah perek tefilas ha-shachar, tefilas Shabbos hav ye Kabbalah Shabbos. That... The hadlokas there is not Kabbalah Shabbos. Not like the bag. Me love kosher in shani anomish alacha hadlok lo yet sola. But then he wants to say no. Then maybe he wasn't sola. שאני אומר שלך עד לא כלוה יצול, וגם לא היה מדבי. שאיר יוכל לרדוסו בשבס. אלא ישוע כדי שלא יהיה נראה כשובס מתוך עד לא כלוה, משם דומך זה כמדבי בשבס. So the main, no, the pshat is really like the Bahag. That is Kabbalah Shabbos. So why were you show her? What was the point of having some free time? Because if you're going to ravage light to the very last second, it looks like you're lighting on Shabbos. Rabban Shimon Gamliel. So you showed him to Marie. Zel Loshen Hisir Hazoyev Hazir Hisir Kodesh Baruch Hu Asisol Shishi Ishmer Asa Shabbos Kedei Kevin Shabbadligin Neves Lachavet Shabbos Also Lahem Lahadlik Ella Mibod Yom Shinema Lo Savar Eish Bechol Mosh Masech Miyom Shabbos Tzarech Adam Sheigmor Kol Malachto Mibod Yom Shinema Sheish Shabbim Tassel Malacha Kevin Shachamash Akas Be'ev Shabbos Also Liga Bimalacha Roa Chamash Shaka Velohidlik Asaniya Also Lahadlik The what? Yeah. You're right. It's just, maybe it's just similar. Oh. He's here. This year, we see here because Baruch Hu Yisrael Shishimus Shabbos came from the League of Neighbors to Chavit Shabbos. Also, we had like Elam Mivod Yom. So, no matter what, Savarish Bchol Moshe Sech Miyom Shabbos. So, we have them Shayim or Kol Malach No Mivod Yom. But maybe it's similar to what Atlas is saying. Maybe. Okay, everyone, we'll continue tomorrow's session.